Bone Boy Speaks, episode 491, Bill of Attainder. There were a couple of bills passed by the U.S. Congress to amend Section 401 of the Foreign Relations Authorization Act from fiscal year 1990 and 91. And this particular section of law gives the president the ability to deny visas of to people that are going to enter the United Nations, which is, of course, hosted on U.S. soil. But he can deny them because the president believes that they've been involved in espionage against the United States. Well, you know, they're amending the law to say that the president can also use terrorists or terrorism as a potential. You know, as a potential reason for denying visas, and this passed both houses of Congress with nobody objecting whatsoever, and of course there's a lot of people that think this is a good thing, but. And the reason this has come up is because the Iranians have elected as an ambassador to the United Nations a guy that was believed to be involved with the Iran hostage crisis in the 70s. But there's no due process or anything that's involved with that. He's just suspected. I didn't read the bio on the guy, but apparently it's not that fantastic. But the Iranians can choose whoever they want to. Be an ambassador to the United Nations as far as that goes. But there's some folks who've called these bills that the Congress has passed a bill of attainders, which are explicitly forbidden in the U.S. Constitution. And what is a bill of attainder? Well, I didn't know what this was. I'd never even heard this term before, but it's the theory that a legislative body can pass a law that identifies people to be punished, imposes some sort of punishment on them, and does so without the benefit of any sort of judicial trial. But I think these bills, right, they just amend a law that's already on the books that was presumably passed in more than 20 years ago, that it itself is a bill of attainder if you get right down to it. And basically the one person, namely the president, gets to decide who can get a visa into the United States. He can just say, okay, well, you're denied, right? And there's no due process. So I'm having a bit of a time sort of wrapping my head around the concept that this may be a bill of attainder, because I don't, I'm not seeing these are not U.S. citizens, I guess, but I guess the other thing too is that this is, we're obligated under treaty to allow these things, allow these people in. And so this law really is effectively preventing us from, from fulfilling our obligations. So I guess it is a bill of attainment if you get right down, or bill of attainder if you get right down to it. But it's not just these laws that Congress passed. They're amending something that is already a bill of attainder, and it says it's explicitly forbidden in the U.S. Constitution to have these laws on the books. And yet, I don't think anybody's going to challenge it because he's suspected to be a terrorist, But bill of attainders are very dangerous, because that means that the legislator can just declare people guilty without due process and punish them for no reason, and if they can do it to somebody else, they can do it to you too, and that makes this very dangerous. And so definitely need to speak out on these things. But unfortunately, it's not just these laws, it's not just these recent bills that have been passed, but it goes back in this case it's amending a law that's more than 20 years old. I'm sure there's probably other laws on the books too that are exactly this way, and nobody has bothered to look and say, hey, this is unconstitutional. But unfortunately, we've got a lot of that stuff on the books now, and I don't I don't know when people are going to start noticing and realizing that maybe this isn't such a good thing. And you know, as I say, I'm not to say that this guy that the Iranians have picked is an ambassador, is a winning fellow. I don't know anything about him other than, you know, there's some people have read his stuff and say it's pretty bad. And obviously there's enough people in Congress got convinced that this guy was bad that they wrote this law specifically to prevent this person from coming in. But it's silly, and this is, you know, unfortunately these laws will ultimately come back to bite us regular citizens in the end, because, you know, this is just yet another example of our rights being, you know, slowly taken away, and this has been going on for a long time, and unfortunately this is just the latest version of it. Now Obama hasn't signed this as I'm recording this, but that doesn't mean he won't. Even if he vetoes it, I mean, everybody in Congress basically approved it, which means they could override his veto if they wanted. But this is one of those situations where, it's not to say that to say these laws, you know, these bills aren't bills of attainder themselves. They're just modifying an existing bill of attainder. And that's what the No Agenda newsletter that I got it out of. And of course I read all the documents and came to my own conclusion, but it's not just it's not these bills that are bills of attainder necessarily. They're modifying an existing bill of attainder. They're definitely bad. Whether this law is a bill of attainder or not, I kind of think it is, but maybe it's not. But you know, who's going to challenge it? This whole thing's going to be a diplomatic nightmare for the United States. And you know, I'm sure it's going to be just, you know, lots of fun in the media. Probably be the latest distraction. I'm sure something else will be going on while this is playing out, and something else more nefarious will be happening. And so therefore, we're missing out. We won't be told about it, and hopefully the guys at No Agenda will figure out what it is, because they always do. But this is just more of our rights going down the drain. Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all the past episodes and all the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboy.com/PS.